Time for the Friday edition of Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
All right, so I'm aggravated, right?
I'm nervous.
Yesterday, I found out on my phone, I was so excited we were going to have 16 to 20 inches of snow. Listen,
of snow.
If we're going to have snow, let's let it be epic, right? And as the night went on, the forecast changed. And then Joe Lundberg just said in that newscast right there, it may only be 3 to 4 inches. Mm. So I want to get Lundberg on with us, AccuWeather meteorologist.
Here's a guy that's trained. I mean,
yeah,
he
knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Joe, you there?
I'm here.
How does this happen? How does it go from yesterday, you telling me that it was going to be 20 inches?
Well, he didn't tell you that,
Michael. Or my app did on my phone.
But your app
to now it's going to be 3 to 6 inches. Is there any chance that that pendulum can swing back just as quickly?
It's all dependent on the storm track. I mean, if it stays far enough south, then we don't get the warm nose of that nose of warm air aloft that would change the snow over to sleet and or freezing rain, and then we get much higher snow totals. But I think that that's going to stay north of the city. I think in the downtown areas, it's got to go over to sleet and freezing rain for a time. It just looks like there's too much warm air aloft, and that means lower snow totals.
So are there people within maybe, you know, a certain distance of St. Louis who are going to see ridiculous totals of like 20 inches?
I mean, I think 20 inches is probably a little excessive, but I could see more than a foot in some places, within 50 miles of St. Louis. And all you have to do is go north. You go south and you're going to see much less in the way of snow because there's going to be a lot more sleet and freezing rain. Regardless of how much snow you get or don't get, I think there's going to be just a lot of travel nightmares across the region Sunday and Sunday night that may linger through Monday simply because this stuff is not going to melt behind it. We're going to be in the 20s during the storm and no better than the 20s behind it for Monday and Tuesday.
Well, and that's the thing. And, you know, this is an educatable moment here, Joe, because people out there are looking at their weather on their phones thinking that somehow their phone knows something about the weather. Well, the phone's not out there looking at Doppler. The phone is out there doing whatever it does. And if you want accurate information, you got to go to somebody that knows what they're doing, who's been to school. He's a trained, licensed meteorologist, which is hard to say. And so here we have Joe. Let's first tell the people not to trust their phones for their weather forecast.
Yeah, don't trust the technology. But I think you can put a little bit more faith in us simply because I'm not acting on an island. I've got a whole team behind me that's been looking at this, poring over the data, and looking at everything over the past several days. And this is the conclusion that we as a team collectively have come up with. And we believe that 3 to 6 inches is the most realistic forecast in the heart of the city, with higher amounts to the north because of less mixing and less to the south because there's less snow, period. There's just going to be more sleet and freezing rain.
And so it looks like right now we're going to get a little coating of snow, throw some ice on top of that, and then top it off with some more snow. Is that...
I think that's exactly right. I think when it comes in, it's probably snow, lasts for a few hours, mixes with sleet, and then maybe a little freezing rain, and then it goes back to snow probably by the end of the day, Sunday, and you get a couple of inches of snow on top of that Sunday night, and then it all moves away early Monday.
Is that better from a driving standpoint than having the ice laid down first, or is it a wash?
I think it is better. Sleet is not fun to drive in, but it's better than freezing rain. Let's just put it that way. And having the snow as the base, I think, is helpful. You can get a little traction with that. If it were to come in as freezing rain or just pure sleet, that wouldn't be very good at all. So having the snow first may be helpful, although there may be concerns that some of that melts a little bit, then it freezes, then you get the sleet on top of that. So regardless, it's still going to be very, very hard to drive around this stuff Sunday and Sunday night.
I guess the technical term for this is nasty.
Exactly.
And
then bitter cold follows the storm system. I mean, we're going to have days with temperatures in the 20s with nighttime lows in the single digits.
What is that, the polar vortex that's going to happen?
It's an Arctic blast.
Oh. It's an Arctic blast. It's not record-setting, but it's just going to be bitter.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. I've got a particular interest in the governor's inauguration in Missouri, which is going to take place on Monday, the 13th of January in Jefferson City. Will this stuff be out of the way by then, or are we going to be beset by this bitterly cold weather for the foreseeable future?
It'll be cold, but I don't think it'll be bitter, but hopefully it'll be dry, and I think it will be on then.
Oh, well, that's good news.